Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Moments of Peace. I'm Narita, and today we're talking curriculum and why everyone always asks, what curriculum do you use, and why it may not be the best question to ask. So, what curriculum do you use is probably the most asked question outside of how will they socialize? And what about socialization? Well, curriculum choices can also be very personal choices and sometimes not the best starting point when talking with someone. Sometimes you have to consider the fact that the reason people pick the current curriculum that they choose is because of convictions or certain principles that guided them to that. So sometimes everybody's budget is different. What works for somebody else may not work for you simply because of finances. Another thing could be what works for one child and one child's method may not be your method of how you teach and your teaching style or your child's learning style. And those things should be taken into consideration. Another thing should be your beliefs. Some people are more loose about what they teach and bring into their home, whether it could be from a secular company or whether it's, you know, Catholic and they may be Protestant or vice versa. Some may not care that it's old earth versus, you know, young earth or completely evolutionary, while others do care about that. So while asking someone what curriculum do you use is important because it's a great way for you to find out about new curriculum and it's a great way for you to get feedback, like guidance, or start a conversation with another homeschool family, and you can kind of form an idea. I'd like to encourage you to maybe think about your child's learning style and the method and philosophy of curriculum choice that you choose, and also your budget, because that does matter. And also, I think that choosing curriculum on conviction is important. So for us and our family, we can pretty much streamline it that after learning through all the different philosophies of education and methods of education, we have chosen to be pretty eclectic after 15 years, but with a strong emphasis on a Charlotte Mason-based education. And so that streamlines a lot of, you know, I'm not gonna lean classical, definitely not gonna lean very traditional, and puts me in that Charlotte Mason lane. And then because we have the goal to raise godly children and want specific curriculum that helps us and equips us to equip them, that also will streamline a lot because I am a Protestant believer, so I wouldn't use Catholic curriculum. And in that Protestant Orthodox belief, I would want to be a young earth creationist curriculum and it affirming the beliefs that we believe, not that we shy away from teaching evolution and the theory of evolution, but how to refute it and why it goes against God's word. And it's an authority issue. And outside of going against God's word, evolution theory being taught takes away from the magnificence of our Creator who created everything and sustains everything. So that narrows down the companies and the choices that I would use based on those biblical principles and convictions. And then because we have multiple students in our homeschool, we had 6 at one time, and now we're down to 5, affordability is important because what somebody else could afford with less children or just a greater income or may have more availability, we may not. And then of course, my teaching style and my children's teaching style. Some of my kids do enjoy some of the traditional stuff, but most of my kids are writers, singers. They love books and stories. So we definitely are, it's non-negotiable that they are a young earth creationist affirming company and point of view. Something with apologetics, because we care about our children knowing how to defend their faith. Then we also want to find something that's not boring and dry, but more lively and shorter lessons, because we do want them to be able to pursue their passions. As I said, we have a daughter who at 14 wrote a book, self-published it when she was 16 years old, and now she is graduated and continues to write and record songs and does music as well. So having those afternoon times free for that really matters. And with 3 boys, being outside, being in nature, learning about nature, working with their hands, also very important. And so the Charlotte Mason philosophy of education really does fit our family culture. And so we really enjoy Simply Charlotte Mason, and Queen Homeschool for a deep, true, easy, and affordable way of doing the Charlotte Mason method. We have done almost all of the Bible studies and character studies from Queen Homeschool. We have done some Bible studies as well from Simply Charlotte Mason, but we've also done their history, which incorporates geography and living books and going through the Bible in chronological order deep. And if you want your kids to understand the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to know it, and to see how it goes alongside of history, which was definitely a goal of ours, so you can see God's providential hand through all of His story. Simply Charlotte Mason does that beautifully, along with their picture studies, which are outstanding. We love their poetry books, where you can pick one poet and study it for the year, and it's simply broken up for 36 weeks. We love their composer study, and so we've done a lot of their composer studies, and we have done some of their handicraft stuff, and a few of my kids have done their language arts. We have done more language arts with Queen Homeschool, but we have used Using Language Well and so Spelling Wisdom, which is the only way my kids probably learned how to spell the best, watching words in content, in context. And that has been a huge blessing, and that was definitely a game changer curriculum in our homeschool. So we love Spelling Wisdom and highly recommend that method of learning how to spell. Being able to put your thoughts on paper and just the whole progression of how writing and language arts works in a Charlotte Mason method of homeschooling, you kind of have to trust the method and believe that that works for you and your child in order for it to, for you to feel comfortable and making those curriculum choices. And we love the Queen Homeschool language lessons. They were a godsend to our homeschool. I want to say like 10 years ago, especially for my older children. And they have the picture studies that were colorful, made them creative writers, and made them excited about writing. And it took the judgery of the kill and drill of learning the parts of speech completely out. It was simplistic. It took like 5 to 15 minutes a day when they got a little bit older, maybe up to 20, because it was more writing. The progression works great. You get up to the point where you're writing a research paper. Absolutely love that series, and it's great. And if you're not really high buy-in into the Charlotte Mason method, those two companies may, or and those types of curriculum purchases might make you a little nervous or regretful if you're not really sold on the Charlotte Mason education of philosophy and trusting the language arts progression, the handicrafts, spending time in nature, journaling. We've done the Simply Charlotte Mason and Queen Homeschool different nature journals and stuff, along with just a basic scrapbook and nature books that we have done ourselves on our own. And I would say the next thing for would be masterbooks, and why we choose masterbooks or something like that for history or science. In addition to the other companies, because of the biblical worldview, giving God the glory. Generations does that. And Knotgrass, these companies care about the whole truth and walking you in a faithful timeline of seeing God's providence throughout it all. So that is another encouragement that I would have for you as well, is that think about, you know, are you like-minded when you're asking someone what curriculum do they use, both in practice and in belief? Over the course of 15 years of homeschooling, I would have to say that Simply Charlotte Mason and Queen Homeschool, Masterbooks, Answers in Genesis have really been the most used and faithful, and where my starting point is. I have branched off to other places for cherry picking with Beautiful Feet books, or, you know, Christian Liberty Press. And I've also used stuff from Generations recently. And I think that those companies still believe what we believe and encourage, whether it's the method that we believe in, like living books, or the young earth solid doctrine and beliefs. And so I would just encourage you, when you ask someone or someone asks you what curriculum do you use, maybe you may want to ask them their starting point of, you know, why do you need this? Because there's been people who have asked me, but then they have the intention of putting their kids into public school or putting their kids back into private school. And if that's the case, something like BJU Press or Abeka might be a better fit than something like Charlotte Mason. I have used BJU Press, and we did use a little bit of Abeka at the very, very beginning. And, you know, those are great companies, but I do think that based on our convictions and our budget and our seasons of life, we don't want a company majorly made for public school or, you know, a Christian school, private school setting. We much prefer people who have done homeschooling, have real life, and are catering that to other homeschoolers because they've been there. We don't need tons and tons of pages to complete in a day because we're working like a tutor one-on-one with our children. And so companies by homeschoolers for homeschoolers tend to be a better fit for us. But that is something to consider as well when you're mentoring or someone asks you, you know, what curriculum do you use? What are their goals? What is their end goal? You know, and what are their beliefs and what are their convictions? What do they want to teach them? You know, some people absolutely love morning time and spend that time in the Word and in prayer and singing together and memorizing scripture. And, you know, some people add on other subjects to that and reading out loud. But then there's other people who can't handle it and don't like it and don't want to do poetry tea time. And that goes back again to style, that goes back and preferences along with, you know, someone's budget and then their end goal. And, you know, I know some people who have no problem using The Good and the Beautiful, and others are like, how is it that a Mormon, a Lutheran, a Baptist, and a Jehovah's Witness all create, you know, came together to affirm and create this curriculum? Because that is a mixed bag of worldviews and the different views on who Jesus himself is. So, you know, somebody else may not feel comfortable using that curriculum because they want curriculum that is rooted on the Word of God and teaching apologetics through the Word of God. And when they use the word God or Jesus, they know exactly what they mean. And it doesn't mean Jesus was Satan's brother. And, things like that. That in alone would cause someone to not want to use something like The Good and the Beautiful, even though they have a beautiful curriculum, they have a great method, and they have affordability, then it might be hung up on the belief. And so I think when we say, what curriculum do you use, or why you're willing to choose something, you know, we have to go back to, let's pray about how God is leading us, calling us, and wants us to use resources to bless our family, you as a teacher, your children, and what your end goal is, what your style is, what your budget is, and how you can honor him in all of it. And yeah, it's okay to ask questions and to get feedback and watch reviews and see what works for others and be encouraged by that. But at the end of the day, you have to go back to, what is God calling you to do? What does he want you to bring into your home? And what does he want you to put in your child's hands? And so with great privilege and great joy, like, there's so many choices out there, and praise the Lord that we do have so many choices, I think we should slow down and maybe ask the real question of, why are we choosing what we're choosing, and why and how we should choose curriculum, and particularly for your family. Because, you know, grade levels can sometimes be written on there and discourage a child rather than, you know, maybe age ranges or nothing but just levels, which I always prefer that anyways. But, you know, all those things come into play. And I just would pray and encourage you to use discernment by starting with prayer and asking God his vision for your unique family, his calling, strength, weaknesses, season of life. And, you know, blend all that. There's a season of life where being traditional textbooks with Horizons and Christian Liberty Press is what got us through and what we needed at the time. And, you know, after that year was up, we went right back to what we felt were the core roots of our family culture. And so sometimes different seasons demand different things. And so as new curriculum's kind of coming along, you know, it's always easy to get caught up in the bright and shiny, or, you know, hop around. But you know, there's fruit and consistency, there's fruit and less learning curves for you and your child and your budget when you do find something that works. And if it's working, why change it? You know, so, you know, we've changed things sometimes because things weren't available with one company versus the other, or because it worked better for one kid than the other. But at the end of the day, it all has to be taken to prayer and a good conversation with your spouse. So I would encourage you to do that. And when you're talking with other people, whether you're the one being asked or you're the one asking, maybe consider some of those other points that we brought up today. And that's just, what is the end goal? What is the strong conviction, beliefs, and principles that you have and the person that's asking has? And how like-minded are you? And, you know, what is the philosophy, learning style, and budget? Consider those things when asking the big question, what curriculum do you use? Thank you for joining me today. I hope that this was insightful and helpful. And if you want to comment down below how you handle this question or what your thoughts were, I'd love to have an awesome conversation going in the comments. And if you could please subscribe for more content like this, that would be great. Thank you so much.